Cam FM 97.2.
May Bumps.
W2.
Right, so the start cam has literally just fired and the boats are all off. I am here next to a connection of Hamilton Sports with a nice big purple flag. They've got their banner sorted out as the boats are racing down towards us into first post corner. First boat coming towards us, King. I can just about see their blades now cutting through the water. There's a lot of splashing actually, not quite in the timing I think they'd like to be. Comes a very close line to the bank indeed. Behind them we have some cats. They're certainly not closed this down. I think they're about on station with King as he's coming to first place corner. Now it looks like they're starting to move with it, splash a little bit. And some cats now coming through a slightly wider line. Behind them, Cincy Hall. They seem to close the gap, maybe about on station, maybe closing down a little bit. Behind them, Selwyn looking strong on station. And behind them again, Hamilton, I expect to get a very big cheer in a middle of those time. Maybe losing a little bit of ground on Selwyn here. Behind them, so they're not being closed down by Murray Edwards. So we've seen some gaps opening up here in the division. They want to Selwyn on Cincy Hall, maybe want to watch it. Behind here we have Murray Edwards. Huge gap here. Hamilton have opened up a really substantial gap, and behind them Newman W2 also station. Behind Jack, have you got anything exciting happening with you and Grassy yet?
Thanks very much, Tim. Yeah, I've got the King's boat approaching me now, just coming out of the gut and into Grassy. Cats W1 are chasing them. There's about on station at the moment, those two boats there, and then quite tight behind them, it's Trinity Hall W1. All three of those boats are quite close together at the moment. Round Grassy into the far reach. The Cats are closing on them. Well, we're going to count back to the King quickly. What have you got?
So now, Robinson onto their blades, about a quarter of a length on Darwin. They're closing really strongly in first place corner. I expect that will come to something around Rafio in the gut. Behind that, there's the engine of the boat, so there's not much rowing going on. So I'm going to go and investigate what's happened back there. But Jack, what's going on through the gut now?
Selwyn W1, they have just conceded to Homerton W1. Selwyn W1 collecting their food. Further up the division, St. Cat are closing on King. They have just a canvas as they enter the grass. The power line out. You'll be able to see them. That's coming in quite nice, tight to the plow now. They're angling towards King, who are absolutely staying in the centre of the river. But it's Homerton who have bumped Selwyn here at the moment. Tim.
Yes, so Corpus W1 on Emma 2. They're closing right down into first post corner. It looks like there's overlap. I'm expecting a concession any minute now. The Emma Cox is looking back all the time. And that's the arm up. Yep, Homerton, Corpus Christi have bumped Emma W2 into first post corner.
So Jack. Thanks very much, Tim. And the story we have down here at the moment is that Darwin, it looks from here, has been bumped by Robinson. Yes, Darwin have been bumped by Robinson here, just coming into Grassy Corner. Looking further up the Flower Reach, it looks like either the top two boats that have been King are very, very close, or they might even be slowing down and pulling into the side. It looks a little bit like from here, St. Cat have bumped King W1 at the top of the division. But we'll have to wait for Rahul to confirm that. If the boats come past, it means Pit Hall are going to have to go really wide round the distance to get round there. Tim, what can you see?
So, Queens have just come past me and they're attacking Sydney W1, but unfortunately they took rather too close a line and had their blade tips caught the bank, which cost them a good quarter of a length of water. Behind, right at the bottom of the division, Keys W2, sandwich boat, are chasing through to Downing, but I don't think they've closed that down at all. I think, based on boats I haven't seen, I think we can assume that Lucy Cavs have bumped up on Pembroke fairly early on in the course. I think beyond that, though, all the action now is going to be with you, Jack.
Thanks very much. Yes, I've got some boats coming into Grassy, but Rahul might have something on the reach.
I think that's the Trinity Hall W1 boat that's just come round, which means those top two boats have bumped Jack back to you.
Thanks very much, Rahul. Yes, what I've got at the moment is Queen W2. They're being chased down by Wilson. That is down to probably a quarter of a boat length there as they come into the Flower Reach. Queen's looking a little bit sluggish as they take the line quite tight. Wilson W1, they're looking much more powerful at the moment. I wouldn't be surprised if that is something develop in front of the Flow Pub. As Tim said earlier on, Sydney, they've kind of opened up a little bit of a gap to Queens at the moment. And just behind me, I've got overlap with Keys and Downing. But Rahul, quickly, what have you got?
Med with W1 being chased down hot on their tails into the long reach behind Newnham. Newnham's looking for Blaine. Murray looks to fend off those spins. It looks really, really tight, Jack. I'll keep an eye on it, but back to you.
Thanks very much. Downing and Keys at the bottom of the division. I am amazed that the Downing Cox hasn't conceded yet, because she is going to get hit before very long. Keys, they've had overlap. And up the division as well, Walton have finally managed to get Queens as well. Walton W1 in front of Queens W2, just in front of the plow. And it means that Downing having to take a really wide line. It looks like Downing just conceded two. Yes, Downing. There was so much overlap between them and Keys that Downing just weren't able to get out of the way of those two boats mooring at the side. And Keys managed to get the bump. I think they knew they were going to have to concede at some point. And that seemed like the best place to do it, just in front of the plow. But everything has now gone round Ditton Corner, so Rahul on the reach.
Thank you very much, Jack. That Kit Hall boat, they're going to row home. They've got 10, 15 lengths up on that Murray Edwards boat. It looks like they're managing just to fend off the challenge from Newnham. Newnham's starting to look a bit more tired. Stroke rate roughly equal. Blades hitting the water all together. It's the Murray Edwards boat who's looking a bit sloppy behind on sound side here, but they're now starting to pull it together. They've got a length and maybe a half length roughly on station this Newnham boat. They're going to be calling for a pass here. Here we go. They're going to really try and wrench this one back. The bikes are whistling them. They want them here. They're getting a lot of calls from their fans, but they haven't really made the most of this one. It's maybe a length. If they can chase them round the kink under the bridge, it could be really big. Nothing else on the reef has appeared behind them. That means there's going to have been a lot of bumps down here. Newnham is definitely the one to watch here as they chase down Medwards. They've gone through the kink. I can now see them eyes on the motorway bridge. This is a tough one, but it looks like Newnham are just really struggling to reel that Medwards boat in. It looks like Medwards are managing to fend them off. Medwards now moving back into the centre of the river. They were taking a very tight line on the bank, but they're feeling a bit more confident now to fend off this Newnham attack. They think they can give them a bit of dirty water, and in fact they now they're starting to lengthen this lead. It looks like they've started to get it back to on station. They're going to now push it all the way through. They're going to push it a long way. They're dishing under the motorway bridge as I speak, and it looks like, although that one's going to be chased a long, long way, it looks like it's not going to quite make it. But bump, looking back down the other way, it's almost completely quiet on the reach itself. So I'm going to toss it to Jack while I just try and find out what's happened.
Thanks very much. Yes, so what has happened? We'll get Rahul to look into that Murray Edwards Newnham possible bump. But apart from that and two other boats that are going to row over, every single boat in this division has been involved in a bump. So we've got St Cat's W1 at the top of the division. They bumped Kings W1. Trinity Hall W1, they look like they're going to be one of two boats rowing over. Homerton W1, they bumped Selwyn W1. Selwyn W1, unfortunately, going to be collecting their spoons. They've been bumped every single day here. Murray Edwards W1 rowing over, and Newnham W2 possibly rowing over as well. One that we thought would go really quite early on, particularly as Newnham won for their blades and Murray Edwards won for their spoons. But both of those boats going under the railway bridge at the very end of the long reach, looks like they potentially are both going to be rowing over. Darwin W1, they got pumped by Robinson W1. Robinson W1 are going to be collecting their blades. Pembroke W2 have been bumped by Lucy Cav Hussle combined W1 really quite early on in the course there. Actually, Pembroke W2 getting bumped 3 out of 4 days this May bumps 2016. Lucy Cav Hussle combined, they bumped 3 out of 4 days. So relatively successful, you could say, bumps for Lucy Cav and Hussle combined. Congratulations to that women's crew. Emma W2, they're going to be collecting this by an absolutely storming Corpus Christi W1 boat, who overbumped, then bumped, bumped and bumped again. They are going to be collecting their blades after they gave Emma their spoons. Sydney Sussex W1, they were also on for spoons, but they've managed to avoid it because all the boats just disappeared around them. And particularly after Queens caught the bank, it meant that they were let off. They're going to be rowing over. Queens W2 incidentally ended up getting caught by Wolfson W1. And at the bottom of this division, Keys W2, they've risen into this division for the first time proper time. That's what I meant. Keys W2, they're rising into the division proper. They bump Downing W2, and that is what this W2 division looks like.
Cam FM 97.2.
May bumps.
W2.